We waited the additional week until the plan was ready, and yesterday got a look at what Honolulu's mayor proposes to do to home the houseless. The two-year pilot program is different from previous plans. It's concerned with just getting 100 of the city's chronic homeless into housing, and then using that as a portal to other services. The mayor also wants apartments sprinkled throughout the county to keep homeless folks in the neighborhoods they already inhabit. That means the number of single-room units will have to grow, and later, so will the money to make the program sustainable. Jun Yang is the mayor's director of housing, and he joins us this morning. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, good morning. I really do always appreciate to come to the conversation. Thank you.
And it's good to have one with you about this, because this is a long-time issue, and
yes,
it seems that there's been so much emphasis placed on it in the last year or so that something feels like it's moving forward. But there's the realities behind all of those good feelings. And with the pilot program, it seems as if we're doing something that perhaps we should have done a long time ago. Just get people into housing.
Yes, we've taken a few stabs at this. We've tried by first in Chinatown, the River Street project. What we learned through each of these iterations is that we need to get the community's buy-in, number one. And number two, we learned through the Waikiki Pathways project that we were not able to get off the ground. We learned that we need to make sure that the operation funds are going to be there. The wraparound services are going to be a part of the project. So this time around, myself and the director of the Community Services Department, Pam Witte Oakland, we work closely to find a way to make sure that we get the wraparound services for our homeless, our chronic homeless. And this is our initial plan, a ramp-up plan to be able to work with up to 100 of our chronic homeless in our community.
You talk about getting community buy-in and some of the other plans that we saw that didn't go forward, downtown in Chinatown with the River Street Project and others that you've mentioned and we've watched, unfortunately, come through with great hopes only to be dashed because the community didn't want people in their community to be,
And
invisible. They wanted them to be more invisible than visible,
absolutely.
But they wanted to know that they were maybe going to be invisible someplace else, not there. So how do you combat NIMBYism? That's not going to go away.
Well, what we have to do as a city and as the homeless service provider community is to educate our community a little bit more. Go into the businesses, go into the neighborhood boards, go into the neighborhoods and talk about what homelessness looks like in each of our communities. What we know in Waianae, our Waianae community will take care of the Waianae community. They are a fantastic group of families out there. And when they have their homeless in the community, they will stand up and say, we will begin to work with our homeless here, and we will work to house them. They are fantastic on that.
So what about Chinatown and Waikiki?
Well, in Waikiki, it's been a big shift, and we've seen a huge positive shift in that in the beginning, the hotel industry, the neighborhoods didn't know what to do, and they were just asking, can you move our homeless off of the streets and to a place where we can't see them? But we've seen a shift where even the businesses, the hotels are saying, hey, if we can help be a part of the solution, we'll come to the table. We'll come with what we can. The neighborhood boards are saying, we have such a big issue here in Waikiki. We know that there are no shelters nearby. If we can help you find something, if we can work with you, we will. We want to be positive in the conversation and not say no, no, no.
So, Jun, what does that help look like when they say that they're ready to come to the table? What exactly have they told you that they're willing to do that they weren't willing to do a couple of years ago?
Well, to accept a development within Waikiki is a huge step forward in what we learned through the River Street Project, which would have been a good development. What we're seeing in Waikiki with the Pathways project that didn't move forward was that the Waikiki Neighborhood Board, many in the community there, the businesses were all behind it, supportive of this project, saying, we have such an issue within our community in Waikiki, let's do it here. That's a huge shift from anything that we've had previous. So if we are able to do that, the Waikiki Business Improvement District has come with some pictures and some real estate sites and saying these could be possible sites to
so
do.
So they're coming offering particular
Absolutely.
Places where it might be okay
Absolutely.
Then to house homeless people within Waikiki.
So my job, together with the Department of Community Services, is to go into the community and to talk about what are the services that are going to be needed. What does it look like? Because we're not asking a homeless person to just go into a unit and they're just going to be there by themselves.
No, the idea was to make that the portal to the services.
Absolutely.
But don't we know what those services are? Haven't we studied this over one side and down the other so that we know pretty well what someone who is homeless, of the various varieties of homeless people, because a homeless person is not a homeless person is not a homeless person. Don't we know that already?
We do. What we are showing in this action plan is we want to actually just take the barriers away from the housing for a homeless person. Right now, the homeless service providers have told me plenty of times that if you provide the housing, then the treatment can come. The treatment right now becomes a part of that problem, becomes a little bit of a barrier. And so we want to take those barriers away, allow the person to come into a stable environment, and then work with the case managers at that point to provide all the services that they need. Now, of course, there is no mandatory program participation. But we see throughout the nation that those who actually do participate in or actually come into housing, the majority of them do participate, and over, I think it was 87%, actually stay within housing for the long term.
There is going to be a bit of a timing situation because a lot of this doesn't really kick in until close to the end of this year.
Yes.
And January next year, which has, you know, raised a couple of eyebrows because meanwhile we still have Bill 7 and people being, you know, pushed off the streets going, you know, and they're going to go where? What happens?
Well, Bill 7 is an ordinance that the city council has passed that the mayor is supportive of. What it is providing access to the sidewalks and public spaces. We know that there will be some impact, and what we're working with our service providers to make sure that, you know, they at this point they do have open beds within their shelters. We're asking our Department of Facilities Maintenance and Honolulu Police Department to work with our service providers, which they do at this point, to provide help cards to actually let them know and have caseworkers, outreach workers, to go out previous to any of these enforcements to go out there and actually let them know that there are services provided.
But there's still a pretty rancorous situation happening, particularly with the Deoccupy Honolulu people and others. And we're going to have to let it go at that. Will you come back and we'll talk more?
Oh, well, thank you. Well, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much for being with us this morning. Jun Yang is 3 months into his job as executive director of the Mayor's Office of Housing. He worked as a community organizer for a California grassroots group on affordable housing and low-income development. In 2008, he moved to Honolulu to become the lead organizer for the Faith Action for Community Equity, otherwise known as FACE. The mayor's pilot plan to house the homeless is on our website. If you want to look at it, just go to hawaiipublicradio.org.